We are on Daf, Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph. We had just, let's go quickly over the Gemara, Sholach Leirova Labaye B'yad Rav Shmai Bar Zeire. Eisiz Abaye had said that Nitna Ksuba Ligbeis Michayim, and that was Abaye's Yisod, not like Rava. Rava said, Nitna Ksuba Ligbeis Michayim. So Rava sent to Abaye, how could you say such a thing? I mean, Nitna Ksuba Ligbeis Michayim, but Sanya, Rabbi Yabo Imer Sha'alti Yasumches, Reitze Sheyimker Benichse Ochiv. A Yavam who Yarshend Karkois from the mace, and he wants to sell them, and his hands are tied because, as we will see as the sugya progresses, the Yavam cannot sell Nichse Ochiv because they're all Meshubid to the Yavameh. And the shibud that the Yevome has on these nechosim is different than the shibud a Yevome has on nichsei baila. On nichsei baila, a Yevome is more secure because the baal was mechayev himself that any nechosim he possesses or he will buy will be meshubit for her ksubit. So even if he sells some nechosim, she still has this security that when he'll buy more nechosim, she'll have from where to be goyve from. Ma she'en kein a yevame, the yavam was not mechayev himself at all to give her a ksube. So the whole ksube is dependent on the nichsei hameis. So therefore, she's dependent on these nechosim, and Chazal made a takone that he, the Yavam, is not able to sell these nechosim, that she should al kaponim have this security that she could be goyve from these nechosim. So Rababe es sumches areitze sheyimker benichsei ochiv. If the Yavam wants to sell the nechosim, and he is unable to do this, Keitzer to Oise. So Sumchis had told him, Im Koyin hu yase sude v'yefayis. If he's a Koyin, and he will not have this Eitzer of giving a get to the Yevomer, so then the only Eitzer is that he should be Mefayis, the Yevomer, that she should be Mevata, and she should give him permission that he's able to sell the Nechosim. Im Yisrael hu, but if he's a Yisrael, then he can accomplish this without making a suda and without the rotzain of the Yevame. Megarish beget, he gives her a get. V'yachze, and he gives a get. We have two lashonos in Rashi. Either he gives her a get, and he will remarry her. Al Menashe should get the previous ksube, so then he has to sell the nechosim before he remarries her. Or if he's mechayv himself a new ksube, so then he can remarry her right away, and the all the nechosim that he yashin from his brother are no more meshubit for her ksube because now he was mechayv himself to her a new ksube. Now, before we see the kasha of Rava, let us finish the Rashi and see the Tosfos on this Gemara. So Rashi says, "Va'af al gav the omar lekamon." He says Rashi wants to explain that umishimochi ma'akve bekulu vilma mishtat vihani demiyachdilo. Eisiz Rashi explains why did they make this takone that she could be ma'akev, that he can't sell the nechosim that he yarshened from the mace, because because if he'll sell them and he's miyachita a karka liksubosa, maybe that karka will become flooded. And then she's stuck. She hears from the nechosim of the yovam are not mishubit for aksubit, and she was relying on this karka, and this karka can get flooded. Ba'af al gav, so Rashi says, so what's the problem? The omer lekama, ishtadef b'nei chayri, tolfa mi mishabdi. If the b'nei chayrim become flooded, so she can mourn from the lekuches. So, why did Chazal say he's unable to sell to the lekuches if he's been giving her a karka? And if this karka will become mishtadav, so she can mourn from the lekuches. So why did they prevent him from selling the karkois now? Mikomokim omro einei reitze litroyach lebezen. She can say that's to go to Bezen to be meitzi from the lekuches is a gewalde ketiche. By an own husband who's mishubit, so she'll get from his nechosim that he purchases later, but here she has to go to lekuches, she's not masking. That's what Rashi says, avokosim leksube, he himself writes her ksube, kshemarzira bekosel de kanoi de kanina loy motzi makve. So then because she feels secure because any nechosim he'll possess, she'll be able to be gaiver from that. V'hodis nan lokach mine ish b'choza v'lokach mine isha mekchoy botel. So now Rashi is akasha. We learned in Gittin that Rashi was telling us till now that the whole problem of not being able to sell the karkois, since they're mishubit for haksube, only applies by a yovam, because he wasn't mechayiv himself to give haksube from his own nechosim. But a poshita husband, there's no problem, he can sell the nechosim. So Rashi says, there's a Gemara in Gittin, a Mishnah in Gittin, that says, not like that. Lokach min ha'ish, v'choza v'lokach min ha'isha. That means, he sold the karkois, and the lekuches went over to the isha, and they wrote, and they gave her money, that she should also be maskim to this mechire, that she won't be goyva from these kakoi. So you have here a double mechire from all bali dvorim. The husband sold the karka, and the woman also sold the karka. So it's finished that she won't mourn from these kakois. It says mekhe botel, that the mekhech isn't chal. And this is speaking about a husband, not about a yovam. So Rashi is, so this is not what I've been saying all along. So Rashi says, Ukminin ba'oisan sholish sodois. This halacha is speaking about three specific sodois. Achash shekosav lo b'ksuboso, one that he had written in the ksube, that he's miyached, in the ksube he's written, he's miyached this karka on the north side of the village that he possesses, that this will be for her ksube, that he can't sell tak. If it's miyached on the ksube, va'acha sheyichad lo b'ksuboso, a second karka was in the ksube, he didn't write a specific karka, but later it was miyached her karka, v'acha sheichnisa lo shum mishalo, or she had brought in a karka nichsei tzoyim balzel, and they shot it up. How much he's mekabel to pay her back if it gets worth less, etc. So these three karkois he is unable to sell. And the chiddush is, afilo, she was also maskim to the mekach, so she can say, nachas ruach asisi labayli. That means, I didn't mean it, I was pressured, so I said I was masking, but I wasn't masking. So therefore, her mekach is worthless, and his mekach is also worthless. He's not bekoich to sell these kakois. But Rashi says, but all other kakois that the husband has, if he wasn't miyachad or aksubi, he can sell. There's no problem to sell. So that's how Rashi for emphasis Agamore. That Agamore seems if he gives her a get, then he can sell the kakois, because the husband can sell all the kakois, besides these three kakois. Now, let us see Tosfos before we see that we get into the swing of what Rava's kasha was. Haroitze sheyimker benichsei ochiv. A person wants to sell nichsei ochiv. So Tosfos explains what's the problem. Lefi sheyni yochil imker, he can't sell. Umechrei botel la'alta. The mecher is botel afilo koidim shetovi ligdei gviye. That means that Philip, we're not up to be goive, the ksube. The mekach is not chal. The chmiru chachomim biyavome, lefi sholeikosav lo kol nichse achroin the ksubosayach. Why would they machma biyavome? Because this yavom was not meshabed his nechosim for a ksube. So her only security, her only source of gvias ksubi is what the mace left over. Lekach tiknu she'ena yochel limkel klal. So the mace is nechosim, he's unable to sell. Shloi titztarech lachzer v'litroyach v'litroif min alakuchis. V'afilu yasher lo keneged ksubos, afilu he'll leave over for her keneged the ksubi. He's not permitted to sell the rest. The chayshinan, we're afraid, shemaye ovdu, maybe the kakois left over may become nevada yishtatfu asadis. He yashir. So therefore, by a yobom, since he is not achroi to pay for aksube, so they wanted to make sure al kaponim, the nichse hameis, will be available, that she should be able to go with them. Vim taima, so Taisvis asks, mikomoki mamav sedes. What is she losing? For Omer Lekamon, the less lo mirishin tkino lo misheni. That the Gemara says later, what happens if there's no nechosim from the mace? So then, she can be goiver from the nichsei hayovam. He says, this kula that the yovam has, that he's not obligated to give her a ksube, this is kozman, there are nichsei hameis. But the minute there's no nichsei hameis, so the yovam is obligated to give her from his own nechosim aksube. So memele, so Tosfos is asking, so what's the problem? He's miyachet ha'akak from the nichsei hameis. Now what are you afraid of? They might get flooded. So if there's no more nechosim from the meis, so memele, so he's mechuyev to give from his own nechosim, so she won't lose anything. So what's the problem? Vieshloima de mafsedes. She loses. She tzricho larza velitreif halakuches. Vafile iles lo mi nichse arishnal mishabdi leitkinu lo rabonim misheni. That means that there are a few problems involved. That means that if there's nothing left from the maize, there's no mishabodim, no bnei charim, then you're 100% right. So then she has a right to be goyve minichsei hayovim from aksube. But the problem is, if there are nechosim left over from the maize, the mishabodim. So what happens now? So that was the takana. The takana was that she cannot mum from the yovam. She has to mum from the mishabodim. And this is difficult from her to mum. da filo i leslo mi nich se rishna me mishabdi le tkinu lo rabona misheni di la pochi ma yahani le mashik subosa nich se baile rishin. So what did he gain from the whole thing? If there's nechosim, there's nechosim, not all have to pay. So kocho the nafkimin is legabi nechosim mishubodim from the mace, he's not mechuyif to pay from his nechosim, and it's difficult for her. So therefore they said, let's make sure that you don't chaper with the nechosim that the mace left over. So he's not able to sell them. So what does he do? Megar shabiget. So he gives her a get. When he gives her a get, so then, Kozman, she's Megurish. Now he can sell the Nechosim. And, or Rashi says it was in the Kabbal to give her another Ksuba, then he can sell the Nechosim. A filu, as soon as, even after he marries her. Bim Taima. Bahoyal Vitaima Mishum Dalaikosav Lo Dakanoi. So Taisa says, what is the whole problem by a Yovam? The whole problem by Yovam is that he was not Mekabel, to give her a Ksube. So Mamela, she can't mon from his Nechosin. She can only mon from the Nichsei HaMeis. So we have to make sure that the Nichsei HaMeis remains secure. So Mamela, so he had a problem over here. He wants to sell the Nichsei HaMeis. So the only answer was with a get. So Taisvis says, what's the problem? Yichtiv lo. So let him go and write to her, listen, I want to sell the Nichsei HaMeis. So all of a sudden she gets frantic. No. Listen, I'll make a kinyan that you'll be able to mon from me. That means if your nechosim will not be here, the nechosim I'm leaving over for you you can't be goyver for them. It's nishtade for something else. So they can go over for me. So you don't have to go. So you're not worse than any other Isha. Every Isha is like this. She's not maskim. The nechaloshi al nichse bay lahorishin. Hail behem kol shah behem. Shein rashoy lamoicham. Behem lonu lachoifa limchaldina. That means I understand you very well. I understand your negiyas. But I have a right to mon from the nichse hameis. So I'm not mechuyev to be maskim with your eitzes. You want to sell the nichse hameis. That's your negiyah. But I'm not mechuyev to agree with you. So therefore, Beitzis only has to give her a get. Uperish bekunteris, vohodis nan banizokin. Lokach mine ish, vohoza velokach mine ishe, mekhoi botol. So Rashi yes takashem, that the Gemara says in Gittin, that a poshita husband is unable to sell the nechosim. So Rashi answered, "Hakimna ba'oison gimel sodis." Well, if you look in the Gemara, Baba Basra says that this Mishnah is speaking about three sodis, and a gay alone, if he was miyached this kalke for her ksuba in the ksuba, or later, if he'd written the ksuba, this he can't sell, but all other nechosim he could sell. Vehiksha harav shmu. The kosh came b'sham nechosim. If we look in the Gemara in Baba Basra, we'll see that the chiddush is afilu the three sodais is mekha botul. All other sodais is zicha botul. Kedemrinim b'cheska sabatim. Limutei mai, ileim limutei shal nechosim. Dafke these three sodais. Koshkein, the Havalei Eve, the Omar Lo, he'll tell her, Einecho Nosato Begeirishin Abemisa. Now let us explain what the Gemara says, and then we'll appreciate Tosfos Kashya. It says over here in the Mishnah, was lokach min ha'isha. That means this lekeach gave her money. They wrote a shtar. She's selling him this karka. I'll never mon from you this karka. So by the three sadis, it says that the three sadis, it says he chose the shtar. Bezin tells him the shtar is worthless. She was relying on this sada. She wrote it because nachasu chasisi labayli. The husband sold it, so she doesn't want to have problems. So she also wrote a shtar, but she really doesn't mean what she wrote. Now, that's by these three sodas. Now, by these three sodas, if she tell her husband, listen, you are miyached the sodas for my ksubif, man. Where's the yosha? So the husband can understand her. He'd be happy if she'd be cooperative, but he could understand that she's coming with a legitimate tiny. You miyached this karka for me for my ksube, and now all of a sudden you're selling it. So we really understand she doesn't really want to sell it, and if she wrote it in the shtar, it's achasua chasisi labayli, but I don't mean what I wrote. Now the other sadis, now he's selling the other sadis. Now, if she's going to shtel sich and say, no, I'm not maskim. So the husband is going to say, what's the problem? You think I'm going to die tomorrow? That you're worried about your ksube? You think I'm going to give you a get tomorrow? So if she won't be maskim to write on the other sodas, there'll be a lot of shalom bayis problems. So the Gemara says, so on all other sodas, which her husband will have much more tainess on her, why aren't you maskim? She's zicha pressured to write the shtar. Because if she won't write the shtar, he's going to tell her, I see you, what are you worried about, Exuba? I'm a young man, and what are you worried about the ksube? So it seems you're dreaming you're ready about a get, or you're dreaming I'm going to die tomorrow. So this will bring a tremendous aver. So the Gemara says, by all other sodas, a kolshkein, that the mekach isn't chal. That's what the Gemara says. So Tais was there, so then Rashi is very schwer. Rashi is the kashe, that it seems a Baal could sell all sodas. From our Gemara, there says he can't sell. So Rashi, they're talking about three specific sodas. So they says, but look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, and Koshkin, all other sodas. So what is Pshat and Rashi? Lekach nire lari leforish. Mekhoi botul, that Rashi Bechlau did not say the emes of pshat in the Gemara. Mekroi botul mishas treife. That means as follows. That when he sold the karka is sold. Till she wants to be goive the ksube, the karka is sold. Mekroi botul means that when she wants to be goive the ksube, let us say that the husband died or he gave her a get. So now the lekuches are going to say, how can you be goyva for us? We have a shtar that you sold it to us, that you won't be goyva from us. And that she can say, nachaschu chasisi labayli, by these three sodas, and I've had to give this by all other sodas. But we're only speaking about bishas treife on her shtar. He can zichasel. That's no shayla about it. He can zichasel. The gimel sodis lavli mutei shal nechosim, afel the gimel sodis mekroi kayim ad shas treife. But b'shas treife, the mekach is also bottle because she can tine nachasur chasisi lebaile. So bekitzel, Tosfos is saying that Rashi's kasha doesn't begin. There's no such gemore that says he can't sell the karkois. He sells all the karkois. The Gemara is only speaking about if she wrote a shtar to the Lekuchas that she won't be goyver from them. So that the Gemara says that her shtar is worthless and she can be goyver from the Lekuchas. And the her shtaris were only written Nachasluch Asisi Lebaili. So the way Taisus is explaining the Gemara, so it's not a kasha in the teretz. The kasha doesn't begin. There's no such gemara mekhei botl by about. V'yesh liyashiv perish hakuntres. So now Taisus wants to be miyashiv Rashi. The mekhei botl mashme the botl la'alta. Mekhei botl does not mean that when he sold it and later he'll give her a get and she wants to be gaiva from the lekuches, so her mekach is bottle. That mekhei bottle means what he sold now is bottle. That's the teichvelte. Ubecheskes abatim ochi pirushe. That's one thing. So on the three sodas, but the Mishnah is speaking about two shtores. The Mishnah is speaking about a shtar that he sold the karka. The Mishnah is also speaking about a shtar that she sold the karka. So we're talking about two shtores. And the three, so the Gemara, so Taisus says as follows. Becheske sabatim, that the Gemara says, the three sodas in Kolshke and all other sodas, Ochi Pirusha Mutei Mai, the Loimotzi Omro Nachasruha Chosisi Labaili. What is it coming to tell us? When can she not taina, Harshta, when can she not taina Nachasruha Chosisi Labaili? Ileimo Le Mutei Shalne Chosim, the Loitit Reif Legamri, that she can't be goiva other nechosim. Koshkein bahavale eva. So the other nechosim, legabi her shtar, she zicha kentaine nachas ruach osisi labaili. So by all other nechosim, her shtar is zicha worthless. So that's legabi her shtar, if she could be goiva when this man treifes aksuba comes. That what it says, the three sodas, it means that's what we're talking about. The three sodas he can't sell. More than the three sodas he could sell. If she wants to be goyva later, she can be goyva later. The milsa de pshiti, that I don't need an explanation. That only these three sodas he can sell. The kol the moicher karkois amishubodis. Umemelo yedana the davke boys and sodis toni the mekhoi botu lauta. That I don't need the umishum lamutishar nechosne metke botu litzach leluk boys and gimosadis. That everyone can understand. That a husband can sell nechosim that amishubit. So Kolchoch, the meat is going on her shtar. So on her shtar, the Gemara says, if the shtar of Gimel Sodis, she can tie in Nachasua Chasisi Labaili, Avada Givis, she can tie in Nachasua Chasisi Labaili, and if she'll write a shtar on all other Sodis, because he can say, I see you're dreaming of a Ksube. That's why you're not masking to write the shtar, and that would bring about Eder. Avol kosher l'Rashbe, v'heichi motzi l'meima d'pshitalei d'bishar n'chosim ein mekhoi botul, v'mikami d'mukmini l'chosim b'yisun gimol sodis, ha'vesal kadaitich d'mairi b'shar n'chosim afagav d'ktoni mekhoi botul. So this pshat is shver. Okay, now let us go to Rav's kasha. So Rove asked, let's see, So Rove is asking like this. We had a machloikis abaye v'rove, if baye yevome, if nitno ksuba ligvois michaim. Kozman the Yovam is alive, is this Azman Gvias Ksube? Abaye said definitely yes. As soon as her husband died, so there was Chal Achiv Gvias Ksube, because that would have said Shetinosi La'acha means that this, with this Misa, since you're now permitted to get married to the Yovam, so there's a Chiv Ksube. So it's Ke'ilu Govso Vechzira. That means the Chiv Ksube already was Chal as soon as her husband died. But she leaves it together with all other Nechosim, and she'll get it eventually. That's how Abaye understood. Rav said there's no such thing. The Chiyav Ksube was as yet not Chal. So Rav asked Abaye, Bisalke Daiton Nitna Ksube Ligvois Michaim. But if we'll say the way you said, that this man Gvias Ksube was already Chal as soon as her husband died, now, this husband has a problem. What's his problem? He wants to sell all the other nechosim. His hands are tied. His hands are tied. He can't sell because all the nechosim are meshubid to the yevomet. His niyachid lo shir ksube. Let him go over to her. Be miyachid a kalke. Rebetzin, this man, gvias ksubes kamerade. Your husband died. So, Kozman, you weren't goyve the ksube, we weren't miyached the kake, so, you're right, all the kakois are meshubit to you, I can't shepherd the kakois. So, Rav said, but let's go a little further. You say, this man gvias ksube came already, is niyached lo shir ksube. Let us be miyachid for her a shir ksube. That means this kalke is yours, and the ksube will be nigve from this kalke. And the minute we were miyachid a shir ksube v'asha lizbein, so then we can go. He can sell the rest of the kakois. Hey, the minute we have a kalke that we miyachet her for her ksube, so now you can sell the other kalkois already. Now this is your kalke and finished. So automatically, that what he was unable to sell all other kalkois is because we didn't know which kalke is going to be miyuchet for her ksube. Let him be miyachet her a kalke, and this will be for your ksube. And then you'll be able to sell the rest. So why did Sumchis say, if he wants to sell the carcass to give her a get and then sell it, I got some mice. Why do you need such problems and such complications? Let him be miyached aksuba. So Rashi, let's see Taisvis, the second Taisvim, he said, niyached lo shir ksuba, hoyo bechoshavto lo kilu govso vichzirelo. That means, we already considered ki'ilu the choiv of Mosayim was nigve and returned. We didn't have a beprotius dike karke, but it's already ki'ilu govso v'irziraloi. It's called that she gave him a nadin already. You considered that there was already a gviya, a theoretical gviya of the ksuba. So now let's be miyached the ksuba. This kaka will be yours, and this should permit him to sell all other kakois. And if Sumchis did not think of this eitz, and the only eitz Sumchis could think of is by giving her a get, so we see that Abaye, we see you're wrong and I'm right. Like Nitna Ksuba Ligveis Mechayim. So Memele, as yet, it's not as man gvias ksube. So what are you telling me? Niyachid lo ksube. That means, it's too early. We can't talk about a ksube now. So Memele, so it's a raya to me. Period. That was a bias. That was Rav's kasha to Abaye. So now the Gemara asks, and Rav, v'litaymeich, I don't understand you, Rove. Why did you ask this kasha on a baraisa that Sumchus had said? You should have asked this kasha v'loisvo mimas nisen. Why didn't you ask this kasha from our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it says, our Mishnah is speaking about a yovam. Lo yoyma lo harek subosayech munachas lichal ha-shulcham. The yovam should not say, here's your ksube. Elo kol nechosav achroim l'ksubosa. No, he can't, all the nechosim, he can't be miyachet our money for a ksube. All the nechosim are achroim for the ksube. So, why didn't you ask him the Mishnah? So, if you all need neksuba ligves michayim, it's already after the Mises Habal, it's already this mangvis ksuba. Why can't he say this? Why did you have to pick a baraisa, a favol from the baraisa, to ask a kash and a baye, ask from our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, hosom eitze toive kamash malon. Now, our Mishnah is not telling us that he's unable to do this. The Mishnah says, lo yayma lo, he shouldn't do this. He should say that, alakol nechos of achayim l'ksubosa. So when we learn our Mishnah, I would say, pshat, that the Mishnah is telling us he shouldn't say this. Why? Eitze teva kamash malo. But he could. If he wanted to, we could. So that's why we'll see. He couldn't ask from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, we could learn a different pshat, that it's only als Eitze Toive. That's why he asked from the Baraisa, because Sumchus seems held, there's no other Eitze what to do. And according to Abaya, there is an Eitze. And Rava continues, the Eloi Teima Hochi, the Mishnah Zich is als Eitze Toive, not he's unable to accomplish what he wants to do. Dilei Teima Hochi, Sefer Diktoni. The Sefer of our Mishnah says, V'chein lo yoyma odom le'ishto, reksu bosayich munachas licha l'shulchan, ela kol nechosov achroim liksubas ishtoi. Now, how are you going to learn pshat in the Sefer? Now, between you and me, Rav is asking as follows. Abaye, you said, nitna ksuba ligveis michayim by a yovam. I disagree with you. Fine. But let's see the Sefer. The Sefer says he cannot say reksubasayach munachas lichal ha-shulchan, alakol nechosav achoyim leksubas ishtay. So what does the Mishnah say? All the nechosam a-achoyim. Now does that mean that he can't sell all the nechosam? The Sefer is speaking about an isha. Does that mean he can't do it? He can zichah sell all the nechosam. Kol nechosav achoyim leksubas ishtay is not telling us that he has to make sure that all the nechosim will remain around the Shabi Achoy for Ksubis Isha, because by an Isha it's not like that. Since he was mekabel on himself, that the Kanoi dosed ni lemikne, he could zicha sell the nechosim. I boy le lezvuni ochinamid le motzi mizab. So the Mishnah, you cannot learn he can't sell the other nechosim. Ela eitze toive kamashmon, he shouldn't sell the other nechosim, and he should leave everything. So ochenami eitze toive kamashmolon. Ela the Rabbi Abba kasha, we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Abba went a very drastic eitze. Rabbi Abba said, give a get. Now, to give a get, they could do, instead of an Eitzah Toiva, there'd be an Eitzah of Liyachid Loksube. And since he didn't think of this Eitzah, so you see, you can't be Miyachid Loksube. Elad Rababe Kash. That was Rovis Kash to Abaye. So the Gemara answers, the Rababe Nami Loikash Mishum Eva. Now let us see Rashi. The lit taimech, the amre taime mishum deloy nitno ksube ligveis michayim. Now the Gemara is asking on Rabbi, you understood Pshat in the Beraisa. Why can't the husband be miyached a ksuba for her, a karka for her, she a ksuba, and then he'll be able to sell the nechosim? So you said the teretz is because it's not his man gvir. Amai mahadres adarad abela suvi mi beraisa. Why did you have to bring Rab Abba's beraisa? Oise mi masnisen. Es from the Mishnah. Umeshani mi masnisen loy masivne. I didn't want to ask from the Mishnah. The masnisen ikalishnuye the lav dinektoni. The Mishnah can learn different pshat. Not pshat is that he the nechosim have to remain. He can't sell the nechosim. Ela eitze toive shaloi toivad ksubosa. That means the Mishnah is telling us it is not a smart idea to be miyached money and this will be for the ksuba, because if she loses the ksuba, we'll see later, you'll have to make another ksuba. So don't be miyached anything, and let all the nechosim be achroi, so you won't lose twice. You won't have to give a ksuba twice. Al shulchan ein moishu mishtamish pemim hu shulchani is a banker. Ochenamid leimotzi mizabin. So he proved, I'll prove to you it's an eitze toive. Bit miya, you'll say by an isha he can't sell, or ikimna lehi ba'oison shalosh sodos. Only, as she said before, only by the three sodos the husband can sell, but all other things he could sell. Avol misha loy kosav, v'loy yiche, the person who did not write in the ksube, that this field is miyuchid for yiksube, or was not miyachid after the ksive sa ksube. Moicha hakel, he can sell everything. Ve'eni yechol lakiv olov. V'taime, what is the reason why a husband can sell everything? Bishim de kosol, de kanoy, de kanino, because he wrote her, that she's secure. All the nechosim that he has will be able to be given from them. Mikshe yom asayegashena tol for lekuches. If he dies and he doesn't have kakoy essential man from the lekuches, but al kaponim, you can't say pshat in the sefer that he has to leave over these kakoys and he can sell the kakoys. Eitze toive. So you have to say the Mishnah is an eitze toive. Shema yoivdo ametaltalim. V'nimtzeis sh'boloi ksube. V'tzorech lichtoiv ksube acheres. We'll have to write a second ksube. Als also lodom lishay semishte belik sube. So the Mishnah said, don't be miyached anything now. Don't jump the gun. Let all the nechosim be achroy for the ksube, and you won't have any problems. You won't have any new problems. So from the Mishnah, I don't see a haloche that he's unable to be miyached. The Mishnah is telling us an eitzah toive, don't be miyached. Elod Rabbi Abba kashe, because Rabbi Abba ad megarish lo. If Rabbi Abba only heard an eitzah from Sumchus, he should give her a get. Miyached lo, it would be preferable to avoid a get, and he should be miyached her a ksubit. Sharei gerish and gnai hein lishneim. He can't be miyached a karka l'ksubosa because leidnit naksube ligvoisa michaim. So that's why the only eitzah was to give her a get. So that was Rav's kasha on Abaye. So Abaye answered mishum eva a miyached liishtoi a karka imetaltalin. If he'll be miyached a ksuba for her now, noisein evas oilom beinayim. That means, being miyached now a karka for a ksuba, will create a evas oilom. Masinas oilom beinayim. The sovra ein of noisein begerishin. So that's not such a good etzah to do. Abo ze shemegares o menashe yachzir yodod le'osa alalimka upoka lo'eva. But if he gives her a get, it's fucking not comfortable, but he tells her, I intend to remarry you. So then she understands what he wants. He wants to be able to sell the nechosa. No, she would prefer he shouldn't sell the nechosa, but if that's what he wants, al kaponim eva there won't be. But being miyachid eksube, to be miyachid akalka leksubo, so that will bring an eva soilo. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara further. Ahu gavre de noflele yevome bepumpedise. There was a person that his brother died in Pumpedise, and the yevome fell liyibum. Now, this person was the godel. So he had intentions to be mekayim the mitzvah and he'll be miyabim her. Boy achua lemifsula begita minei. Now there was a younger brother and who wanted to give her a get. Now what would he accomplish by giving this yevam a get? He would accomplish that after one Yavam gives a get, you can't be Miyavim anymore. Now let's explain what was happening over here. This younger brother had a one-track mind, money, money, money. That means like this, if the older brother will be Miyavim, so he's going to yashin all the money from the mace, because a Yavam takes all the nechosim. If he won't be miyabim ha, so they're two brothers, so it'll be a 50-50 division. They'll divide up the nechosim 50-50. Now, the brother has mitzvahs in him, mitzvah be godel liyabim, but he had something more practical in zinim that, I want to have a half of the Yerusha. He has something else in zinim. So, if you can't, so I have an eitzah what to do. I'll give her a get. And as long as one of the Yevomim give the Yevom a get, she can't be Miyabim anymore. So now I took care of him. He can't be Miyabim. Now he'll be forced to give Chalitza and finish, and we'll divide up the Nechosim 50-50. Omalei. So the older brother became aware of what his younger brother intends to do. So he decided, let's speak openly. Let's not beat around the bush. Omalei maidaitech mishum nichsi. I understand what's bothering you. The money is bothering you. Ano ben nichsi polignalach. I'll divide in the chosim with you. We'll see you later. He made a kinyan. So, Memela, you'll get half. I'll get half. But, listen, let me be Mekai Mitzvah Sibum, and, the money, I'm telling you. They made a Maisa Kinyan. Omar Rav Yosef, even the Omar Rabbonon Le Lisbon. So, Rav Yosef said, the Rabbonon said, you're not allowed to sell the Nichsei Hameis. Now to sell the Nichsei Hameis. Now if he's going to be makne to his younger brother, half of the Nechosim, now let's see, that means what's going to happen over here. He's going to be miyam. So theoretically, all the Nechosim belong to him. Now, theoretically, if all the nechosim belong to him, so the halacha is that these nechosim are mishubit for her ksubit. And he is not permitted to sell the nechosim. He can't sell the nechosim. So he's not permitted to sell. So if he made now a mekach, and lady is going to be miyabim, and he had no right to make this mekach, so the mekach is not chal. So memela, if the mekach is not chal, so finished. So whatever transaction was done is bottle and mevutel. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Amar Rabbi Yosef, kiven da Amar Rabbonon loy lisbin, he's not permitted to sell the nechosim. Fakat she has to have the security that all the nechosim are in front of her by the yavam. She should be able to be doy with them. Afolgav dezovin lehavi zvini zvini. The sanya we learned a baraisa. Mi shemeis v'iniach shemeres yavam. We learned a baraisa as follows: a person died and he left over shemeres yavam v'iniach nechosim v'meyamone. He left over nechosim which are worth 100 money. Af al pi sheksubosa eina ela money, lo yimker. The yavam is not permitted to sell any of the nechosim. Shekol nechosav achoim leksubosa. So Rav Yosef knew of this baraisa. So the baraisa says lo yimker. Now we'll see as the sugya progresses. Rav Yosef understood pshat lo yimker does not mean he's not permitted to sell. No, lo yimker means he's not able to sell. That means Chazal wanted that these nechosim should be Bershus HaYavam. That they shouldn't be sold, so he's unable to sell the nechosim. It has to remain by the yavam, so she should be able to when she'll be gave the ksuba, these nechosim should be around. That is what Rav Yosef said. Now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. The nofla le yavama, the mitzvah begodol yavam. So he wanted to do the mitzvah to be miyab. Boy, achua hakotn mimenu le mifsalo begite. Lizrek lo get. He wanted to throw a get. Lo osra kol aachen kedamrin perikamad perikay the yavamis. So the big brother went over to the small brother and he told him, Bishum nichsi, koshe beinecho shachnisen. I understand what's bothering you. You don't want I should be miyabma, shlei eske benichsei ochi, that it shouldn't be benichsei ochi, kedisnan, akoinis es yevimta, isoche benichsei ochi, it says yuzeich anachosim. Paligna loch, ki ilu ani choylitzlo, I'll give you half of the nechosim, kilo ani chaylitzlo, v'loi etel elo kamoicho. And I'll only take half, and you'll take half. I'll divide with you. Now, there's a kasha, we'll see later in Rashi. Now let's further Rashi. Kiven to Omar Rabbonon. So Rabbi Yosef said, Kiven, since the Rabbonon said, Shemeres Yovom Ein Hayovom Roshoy Limker, Kedemrina Lakama Bishmaiten, Mi Shemeis Vinir Shemeres Yovom says, Lo Yimker, he can't sell. His Afal Gav Dezovin, even though he did sell, Umasha Oso Ze Shehisno Imoy lach lekloy, he made a tnai is going to divide with him. Vikonu miyodoy, and they made him aisekin and chalipin. Harei hu kemoicha, so it's like he's selling it to him. That means really the nechosim should be by me, and I'm selling you half of the nechosim. And since the chachomim said that a yavam cannot sell the nechosim, so the mechire is not chal. Now, there's a problem, a big problem, that it seems they made a kinyan chalipin. And Rav Yosef is saying the kinyan chalipin did not help because the Chazal said lo yimker, so lo yimker means he can't sell. But without this lo yimker, it seems he could sell. It's sold. L'chayre, it's a davar shaloi b'loilam. That means this kinyan was made with the younger brother before the yibum. It's going to belong to him after the yibum is going to belong to him. But b'asher u'sham, the violet's not his. He made a kinyan chalipin. So I'm selling you something which will become mine later. I'm selling you half of what will become mine. So it's a davar shaloi b'loilam. The Ran asks this kasha, the Miri asks this kasha, it's a meridike kasha. Just I'd like to mention two terutzim. The k'tzois in Simen Reish Ayin Ches if Kotten Yud Gimel wants to say a teretz as follows. The k'tzois says that through the yibum it becomes the Yavam's. That's true. Before the Yibum, if there's no Yibum, so then, if there's no Yibum, Ba'asher Husham, so there is these, there are two brothers. There are two brothers that Yashin equally, the Yashin equally the Nechosim of the Mace. So that means they are two brothers now. So the K'tzais' son said, so before Yibum, there is a Bailus of the Yoshim. Now the Yoshim als brothers, it seems, with when if he'll be Miyabim, then it comes out Lamafrei, they weren't Yoshim. But now they were, now half of the Nechosim belongs to the Yavam, and half of the Nechosim belongs to the Ach. So I think he says that, so his Chelek, that belongs to him, als Ach, he's giving over, that means my Chelek, that I'm entitled to now to get, I'm being makna to you. I think that's what the K'tzai says. And this Chelek is his now. But later, when they become a Yavam, the Takone, now everything becomes his. And out the Takone, the Mechir is in Chal. That's me what the K'tzai says. The Gedulei Shmuel wants to say maybe another Teretz, that since it's Biyodoi, to make the Nechosim his by being Miyabim her, so there's no chsoron of loy bolo ilam. It's something that's biyodoi, there's no chsoron of loy bolo ilam, like the Gemara says, if I want to make trume, something that's mechuba de ketvue, since it's biyodoi likzer, so there's no chsoron of loy bolo ilam. So here it's biyodoi to make it mine, that's why there's no chsoron of loy bolo ilam. Bekitza. But Rav Yosef said there's another problem. The problem is that Chazal said lo yimker. So since it's lo yimker, so the mechir isn't chal. Now Abaye disagreed with this vehemently. Amalei Abaye, v'chol heiche de omar rabbonon lo lisbin. That means you take a loshen. It says you're not permitted to sell afal gav de zovin loyhavis vinis vini. That means chasal say loyimka means you shouldn't sell. You're not permitted to sell. But to say such a statement that the mechira isn't chal, I wish to disagree with you. Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, beishame oimrim, we had learned, if an arusa yarshind nachosim, when she became an arusa, so the shaila is, can she sell it to be mafkia the schus of the arus, that he shouldn't yarshind the peiris? Can she sell it now? Beishami oimrim timker. Since she's an arusa now, she can sell it. Beisil oimrim loisimker. She can't sell it. She can't be mafkiya his chus peiris, which she's going to get with the nisuin. But elu ve'elu moidim, she mocha v'nosna kayim. But everyone is moide that if she did sell it, that the mechir is chal. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, so we see the word lo yimker does not mean that you can't. Lo yimker, but imocho, it's the mechir is chal. So Memele, so he disagreed with Rav Yosef. What are you telling me? That the mechir wasn't chal because the yovum was not permitted to sell it. No. So we have here a difference of opinion. Rav Yosef holds Leisimka means you can't sell it. And then Abaye holds Leisimka means you're not permitted to sell it. Sholchu lekame de Rav Chanina bar Papi. So they sent the letter to Rav Chanina bar Papi. And how do you learn Shatan de Baraisa? What does Leisimka mean? Sholcho kidder Rav Yosef. So he said, no, Leisimka means you can't sell, like Rav Yosef. Omar Abaye, so Abaye wasn't in the spoil. Otu Rav Chanina bar Papi, kipi toli lo. When he sent back his psaki, there were rings on the psak. That means, he said a psak. Did he give any proof that it is that way? He holds like that. Rav Yosef also holds like that. I mean, I have the greatest respect, but I hold faker. So Memele, Rav Chanina bar Papi's psak did not deter Abaye. He held, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. Sholchu lekame de Rav Menyumi berei de Rav Nechumi. Then they asked Rav Menyumi, how do you learn pshat? Sholcho kidabaye. So he answered, I own like Abaye. So you see, there's a difference of opinion. It's not, but he said like this. Vi omar bo Rav Yosef taima achine sholcholi. But if Rav Yosef brings another proof, so I think the vial Leisimka does not mean you can't sell. But if Rav Yosef will bring another proof, then you tell me, and then I have to be done over again. That means, let us see Rashi. Kipi Nizomin. Kloime beme yipe behano es devorov. Umatam nosam bok shesholcho. What time did he give? He said that he can't sell. Sholcho kidabaye. Teiche dezovin zvine zvine. I would like to explain better that we had mentioned in the shiur the teretz that the ktsais brings down on the ran's kashe. Rashi had said that they had made a kinyan, the potential yovam had made a kinyan with his younger brother, shehisni imoy lach leikloi. He made a tnai with him to make a chaluke, v'kono miyodoi. They made a maise kinyan on this, hareyu kemoicha. So Rabbi Yosef said this is just like a moicher, and just like there's a din leisimker, that the mechir is in chal, so a din the chalukah is also not chal. So the Ran asks Akashe, since he was not miyabim, so as yet he wasn't zoiche in the nechosim. So it's not his nechosim, so bechlal you can't make a maise kinyan on something that is not yours yet. So sadova shalei baloilam. So the Ktzais brings down from his son as follows. Before the Yavam was Miyabim, so there were two brothers. Mitzad Yerushas Achim. So let us say that the Godel will Yarshan Chelek Aleph, and the Kotan will Yarshan Chelek Beis. If the Godel will be Miyabim, so Chelek Aleph V'Beis will belong to the Godel. But before Yibum, he has a Chelek Aleph in the Yerusha as a brother. So the Chelek Aleph, which was now his als brother, he made a kinyan that this Chelek Aleph I'm selling to you, to the cotton. And before Chaluk, it seems, but he has a Chelek in the Yerusha. If nothing would happen, if they'd make Chalitza, so this kinyan would be Kayim. And the smaller brother would have both chalokim, chelek aleph mitzad, that what the godel was makna to him, and chelek beis because he's a yerush. Now the yavam was miyavim, the godel was miyavim. So the Yibum made that Chelek Beis, which would have belonged to the younger brother, belongs now to him. So Al Pi Cheshbin, Chelek Beis should now belong to the Yavam, and Chelek Aleph should belong to the Katan. Because the cotton was kaina chelek aleph from the godel before the yibum, and then chelek aleph had belonged to the yavam then, without the din yibum, no, because of the din yairish. The only reason that Chelek Aleph does not belong to the cotton, because there's a din of Loi Simke, that all the Nichse Hameis are Meshubit to the Isha, therefore they cannot be sold.